This is your weekly Faith and Values update from KBIA. I'm Kelly Catrava. The week of April 7th was Holocaust Remembrance Week. In commemoration, the Missouri Military Academy hosted Hans Newman, a local retiree and a former member of the Hitler Youth. Reporter Meredith Turk sat down with Newman to hear his story.
Hans Newman was raised in a small forested village in East Prussia, just 5 miles from the Lithuanian border. He was forced to leave his home at the age of 15 near the end of World War II. Germany was losing and Russian troops were moving west. Can you describe your family's journey after you were forced from your home?
We fled from our hometown in Germany, from East Prussia, just ahead of the Russian army. And so we left our home in Horstenweyen for 500 miles west. In the winter, cold. The Russian army was very cruel on the German people, so nobody stayed in our village. So we just headed west, and we left everything at home.
What was it like to be in the Hitler Youth?
Actually, I enjoyed it. You know, we marched and we sang and we had activities, sports and everything, so we had a good time. But I didn't realize that as a child that you was indoctrinated to it. In leadership camp, the cadres was as wounded as S officers from World War II, and they was hard on us kids, you know. That was, I mean, strict and pretty cruel.
Now you've lived in Missouri for over 60 years. How did you end up here?
I was trying to get a job in Germany, a shipbuilder. We lived next to Kiel, the harbor. But you couldn't get a job, and so as an apprentice even. So I said, well, I was single and nothing to lose, so I tried the United States. And people would tell me in Germany, well, you don't know what's going to happen when you come here or what. You might not like it or what. So I told them, well, if I don't, I'll try to save the money and come back again. But I got to do something, you know. That's how I ended up in the States.
You visited your hometown in 1997. Can you tell me about what it was like when you returned?
Okay, our village was a small community of 520 people. There's only 5 homes left. The rest of them was all torn down. It was sad, but my niece and nephews cried. Their house, we didn't even find foundation. We just found the approximate area. And they cried, but I expected it to find nothing, so it wasn't that hard on me.
Meredith Turk, Columbia Faith and Values.
That concludes your weekly Faith and Values update. To hear more of Turk's conversation with Newman, go to columbiafaithandvalues.com or to kbia.org. I'm Kelly Catrava. Thanks for tuning in.